This is KUOW's The Record, and welcome to it. I'm Bill Radke. In the news today, it looks like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is dropping out of the Republican presidential race. His campaign hasn't confirmed it, but it looks like he's dropping out of the Republican presidential race. He finished way behind Donald Trump in the New Hampshire primary. Now, besides Donald Trump, the Republican vote is even muddier today than it was, with John Kasich coming in second in New Hampshire after Iowa went more for Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. On the Democratic side, almost every demographic, including 55% of women, went for Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton. The battle for the women's vote has gotten heated on the Democratic side, with former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright making this controversial comment in support of Hillary.
You have to help. Hillary Clinton will always be there for you. And just remember, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help each other.
A special place in hell. What do people in Seattle think? Well, yesterday we heard from a feminist Hillary Clinton supporter and a feminist Bernie Sanders supporter. Today we follow up with the Washington State Republican feminist voter, Marilyn McKenna, a state Republican feminist voter. She is a fitness expert and advocate. She has a fascinating Twitter feed, and her spouse is former Washington State Attorney General Rob McKenna.
I vote really based on policy issues, and I consider it my responsibility to understand them as best I can and then vote accordingly. Now, obviously, she does bring something unique. Hillary Clinton does bring something unique as a woman, but so does someone of color. So does someone who's, you know, been socioeconomically challenged their whole life.
Okay, here come those two words. Glass ceiling.
Yes.
What does that mean to you, if anything?
Rob and I have raised two daughters who are now in their 20s, two sons also. I want them to have as many opportunities as possible available to them, my sons and daughters. I don't want them to be limited by anything other than their own ability, but I want that for everyone. So it really doesn't mean anything more to me in the context.
In your gut, you wouldn't just feel something special if a woman were the president of the United States, or just not enough?
No, I really wouldn't.
Okay. It's not what we're used to hearing from a lot of, whether it's a woman, a minority. You know, we've heard on all sides that it matters that one of us can run things too.
Well, women do run lots of really important things in the United States, Fortune 500 companies, universities. I mean, those are the kinds of women who I think are cracking those long-held glass ceilings. And are doing it in extremely meaningful ways. I mean, would it be great if a woman were elected president? Absolutely. I think that would be fantastic. You know, I look to them to bring their unique perspective to the job and their compassion for others. But I don't need them to look like me exactly.
Why should a feminist vote for a Republican candidate? Are you a feminist?
I am a feminist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why should a feminist vote for a Republican candidate?
Well, I couldn't tell you why anyone else should, but I can certainly tell you why I do. You know, I explained to my kids when they were about five why I'm a Republican and kind of how my party is different from the other party. What I believe is that government has a responsibility to, one, protect our country, and two, provide as many opportunities as possible to its citizens. Other than that, it should get the hell out of the way. And so that's why I believe that individuals are suited best to take care of their own needs. And I believe that that Democrats have a worldview that's different from that. And so as a Republican, I don't see any conflict with my also feminist interest that women are also uniquely suited to support and each other in their pursuit of their best self.
Will you support whoever the Republican nominee is?
Absolutely not. No. No, I'm not going to support some whack job if that happens.
And can you name any whack jobs currently
Donald
on the
Trump?
Ticket?
Are you kidding? Yeah, no, he's not a Republican as far as I'm concerned. He's just a loudmouth with a whole bunch of money, and so you know, I resent the fact that he sort of hijacked my party.
That's Marilyn McKenna, who you can find on Twitter at McKenna Marilyn. And she's a Washington State Republican and a feminist voter. Yesterday, you heard from a feminist Hillary Clinton supporter and a feminist Bernie Sanders supporter. They talked it out. talking about what their candidates mean to them. What about you? Do you support Donald Trump? Do you not think he's a whack job, as Marilyn McKenna does? We'd like to hear from Seattle Trump supporters, too. Give us a call, 206-221-3663.